This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Oh, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just came out of my head.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together.
Lighten up, it's Friday.
We did it!
Thank God it's Friday!
You know, I'd say let's dance into the weekend, but I'm afraid we might be dancing with Jim Acosta at this point in time. I don't particularly want to dance with him, Superdoc.
Dancing? Yeah, he might be dancing right now.
Yeah.
You've got a good point there, but yeah. We'll find out, I guess.
All right, well, welcome everybody to the Friday edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show. For those of you listening live, we got a great lineup, particularly Mike Mahari from the 10th Amendment Center. We'll talk nullification in ways you have never heard before. All around the world, what is the basis for it? That's exciting to me. Hopefully it'll be exciting to you as well. Yesterday on the Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour, we did talk a lot about the whole White House press pass thing. And I had some ideas. I'm kind of bummed about apparently this judge telling the Trump administration, White House, that they have to give Jim Acosta his hall pass back. I mean, his press pass back.
Yes.
But I was thinking, man, if you deny Acosta one, I got a perfect guy to fit in right there. If we needed to wait for someone to like not be allowed in, how about our buddy Op Ed, our former assistant producer here on the Robert Scott Bell Show with True News?
Yeah. I mean, sure. Why not? I don't know that he would fit in at CNN though.
No. I don't. I just know. List one less for CNN. Right. Let's give True News. Ed Zoll could do it. He'd be way better.
Listen, he definitely could do it, but listen, the way that these seats are assigned, you know, it's always the big guys in the big three-letter acronym news agencies that are the ones that get the front row, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, you know, look, here's my take on the Jim Acosta thing. I think that Jim Acosta was a douche. Yes. Yeah. Well, you know, I'm just saying. Look, he had a bad day. He has a reputation.
Yes.
He does.
More than a bad day.
And CNN has a beef with Trump specifically. Mm-hmm. Trump singled CNN out. And I'm not gonna argue with it because listen, we're no friends of the mainstream media. We're very skeptical about their supposed goal or their statement of, you know, we want to, you know, report the news and free speech and journalism. And shut up, you guys. You know, you guys have a thing for Trump. And in this case, Jim Acosta, I think, you know, Trump pulling his card, I think, was an okay thing to do. Now, listen, I'll admit I don't know everything about the ins and outs of you know, being in the press pool and going to these press conferences. I was under the impression, could be wrong, that this is not something you have a right to do. It's something that is a privilege. And so,
yeah, I mean, I think Emord made that pretty clear yesterday. And I think so. To me, I was like, CNN, cut your losses here. You're not going to win this battle.
But no, look, this is not how it is. No. You know, in the world that we live in right now, it's going to be a fight. It's going to be a battle. And so they file a suit. The judge said, you need to give Jim Acosta his card back. So what does that mean moving forward? That means Jim Acosta can now sit in his chair at the press conference. But that does not mean, however, I don't think, that Trump has to call on him.
Ooh,
to ask him questions.
There you go. Have Acosta sit in steam and stew.
He's
going
to keep a seat warm because it's up to the president, I believe, to be able to pick who it is that he's going to call on. So whatever, Jim, you're in the room now. Have fun. So who knows? Maybe they'll file a suit if Trump doesn't ask him questions. You know, I know what?
I want to see Jim Acosta cry like a little girl. You won't call on me.
Well, And it's just it's like nauseating to watch CNN's reaction to this, because you know they've got the table with all the experts and stuff and everything, and they're putting this show on as about, oh, this is a great victory for free speech and it's a victory for journalism everywhere. And it's like, shut up, you guys.
Yeah.
You know, this is not like something where now we're gonna sue you. Saved the whales because you won this lawsuit.
I'm sorry. What CNN does is not journalism. I, again, there are points in times that Super Don, you'll find an article that we have to begrudgingly go, all right, CNN covered a good thing there. But they're not largely doing that when they cover Trump's
White
House.
It's like, I don't know. Maybe it's just because I'm, getting older and I kind of remember how, when I was younger, how news was. You know, I like the example of like a Walter Cronkite, where Walter Cronkite got on the TV and he told you the news and then he shut up. And then everybody else who watched the news got to think about it and form their opinions and maybe talk to their friends or whatever. But now news is not about the news. It's about opinion. It's all about opinion. You'll get a topic. It could be anything. We're going to talk, like I'm on my desk right here, I've got a water bottle. We're going to talk about water bottles today on CNN. To my left, I have three experts that are against water bottles. And to my right, I have three experts who are for water bottles.
Mm-hmm.
That's not news.
No,
that's
not
opinion.
At all. Not at all. By the way, I do remember, a White House press correspondents, for instance, asking tough questions of presidents in years past, and they were not thrown out, but they were respectful, but they would ask pointed questions. And one of the ones, and I actually met her, I forget when, I was in D.C. and I ran across her and I just gave her a thumbs up, a little pat, proverbial pat on the back. Helen Thomas. Do you remember Helen Thomas? The American reporter. She was a little old lady.
Helen. She was short. And she was really got really
she was
old.
Always
there.
In the front row, and she would she would ask. Now that's a reporter. She
was fiery. Absolutely.
Oh yeah. And of course, so it doesn't mean you have to be milquetoast and agree with everything, but you can ask questions, and they respected her. And I don't think Acosta going on a diatribe against Trump and the Trump is that's not the reporting that. I, as an American, I'm not saying for or against Trump. Just if you're a reporter, as we talked about, being a correspondent means asking questions that may get somewhere. Not to, look what I did. I made him squirm. I put a point, or I got to do a diatribe. In fact, I would like it, just as we talked about with the Kavanaugh hearings, if you had reporters schooled in what the Constitution, the words of the Constitution actually mean in proper context, and you go, President Trump, this particular thing you've proposed, where is the justification for it in the Constitution? I'm like, dude, now that would be a rockin' reporter session.
Yeah. You're not going to see that happen because these reporters that are out there, people, especially people like Jim Acosta, they're not going for journalistic integrity. They've got agendas, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they go in there with an agenda, and the idea is to try and do a gotcha thing. And why? Because this is what people want to see right now. Everything's so divided, and everybody's, you've got the anti-Trump crowd, which are the people that watch CNN for the most part.
Yeah.
That want to bring him down. So this is like an agenda. It's like a mission for CNN to bring down Donald Trump. That's what it is. It's not about reporting the news.
You're right. You're right. So let's leave the mainstream, lamestream media behind for the moment, and we'll go to, like, new media. We talk about social media. That's new media, right? There's a lot of people can print what they want, although we found that censorship was happening there on Facebook and Twitter and YouTube. But there's got to be like one left. How about Pinterest? Pinterest would never, you know, ban things, right? Pinterest?
Well, Pinterest used to be just a thing where you like posted pictures of things and people liked them and they shared them and stuff like that. And it's a photo, you know, it's a
photo share.
Yeah.
Is it sort of like Instagram is now?
Kind of.
So apparently it's new media in a sense, but yet the same old lamestream kind of concept on context of suppressing information that is not officially sanctioned by officials, right? Read Official Stories by Liam Schaff. These official stories are here to protect the officials, and you think that new media is not there to be protecting the officials, but apparently when they get big enough, yep, they get taken over. Latest community guidelines of Pinterest, we remove any content that promotes harmful behavior or anything that encourages or suggests self-harm. Okay, it seems innocuous on its face at first. Then they say, we'll take action on misinformation that has immediate and detrimental effects on a pinner's health or on public safety. Uh-oh. They use the term public. They now have fallen into the collectivist trap. And this includes what they say, like promotion of false cures for terminal or chronic illnesses and anti-vaccination advice. They have come out of the pro-vaccine sycophant closet, and they are now officially a proponent of the pharmaceutical church, just like almost everyone else is in the so-called new media when it comes to Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Pinterest as well. Pinterest removes anti-vaccine and vaccine awareness boards. Oh, we can't have that kind of discussion. You guys are beyond the pale. How dare you have a different view of something injected into fellow pinners' bodies?
Hmm. So it sounds like Pinterest is revoking people's hard pass on Pinterest.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, like a press pass. They're revoking it.
Where's the First and the Fifth Amendment here? Where's the freedom of speech? I think there is some hypocrisy going on here.
Mm-hmm. Apparently, you know, the owner, CEO, founder, whatever, Ben Silberman, attended Yale. Probably skull and bones for all we know, and studied medicine and political science. So he's like, oh, I'm not going to have any anti-vaxxers here. Why doesn't he call us cockroaches like the L.A. Times? Or is that only a matter of time?
It could be, I suppose. I mean, that's pretty, you know, that's kind of jumping the shark a little bit. But, man, I don't know. It's like, what happened to social media, right? Social media was supposed to be one of those things where people got to say what they wanted to say, and, you know, there weren't, you know, you didn't have this type of censorship. You know, it's, you know, like the YouTube situation that we've covered before.
Yeah, or Wikipedia.
You know, it's just like, man, you know, and when you look at the situation with Jim Acosta, and then you compare that, you know, why is selective free speech?
Selective free speech, you're right. This is cognitive dissonance, but y'all like free speech? Well, you keep coming back to the Robert Scott Bell Show 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. We're going to take a break here. We're going to go into remedies for high blood pressure, unapproved by the officials. Get ready.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
So one thing, especially for our new listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show, I want you to hopefully realize pretty quickly that we are not beholden to pharmaceutical interest. And somebody would say, well, that's a moment of duh. Well, I agree it should be. But, you know, if you're just tuning in, you're like, what is this guy all about? Obviously, we want to defend your freedom to choose whatever form of health care that you choose. We would argue that what Big Pharma offers is really not health care, but it's your freedom to choose it. Except that in our government, unfortunately now, they've adopted Big Pharma as a church. It has become the state religion in violation of the First Amendment. We're going to talk 10th Amendment later in the show with Mike Mahari, but the idea here isn't to, well, ban what we don't like or prohibit you from doing what we don't want you to do. It's to talk about things that might give you inclination or ideas that are outside of the bounds of what they call normal, accepted, and approved discourse when it comes to health and healing and, you know, liberty, the freedom to do all of those things. So one of those things, of course, that upsets so many in the pharmaceutical church is when I talk about homeopathic medicine. Yeah, exactly. Good one there, Super Don. Because that's, yes, it's officially sanctioned and legal, recognized pharmacopoeia. It is a drug system in America, although the FDA is doing its level best to protect Big Pharma from the economic gains being made among the homeopathic community that are actually selling their remedies. But, of course, they don't work. They're placebo. They're quackery. They're sorcery, according to Big Pharma. And, of course, pharmaceutical medicine, pharmakia, that is real sorcery. And modern medicine is the third leading cause of death, according to their own peer-reviewed literature. And the only way they know their drugs are real is that they can kill you. That's why they say, what I do is not real, because they can't kill you. Super Don, I don't know what we're going to do to win this. I don't even try.
Yeah. I mean, there's some weird logic going on there. But, yeah, it's a belief system that they've got, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, how do you argue with that? You know, if you don't believe what they believe, you know, then it doesn't make sense.
So if your blood pressure is boiling right now because you're upset that either A, I'm about to talk about homeopathic remedies, or B, that Big Pharma doesn't want you to know about them, we're going to give you some remedies that are optional for you. I'm not saying you have to. You can go on a beta blocker drug. Good luck. But we can do other things. Now, number one on the list, it's not homeopathic, although in many cases it carries the homeopathic remedies, is water. And, of course, we talk about the echo water, purifying the water that you drink, and, of course, the molecular hydrogen that is helpful to reduce the hydroxyl radicals that are very inflammatory of your body's cells, which can increase hypertension. But we also know that now we can enter frequencies, program frequencies into the water that can also address these things beautifully, much like homeopathic principles. So if we want to do remedies specific to homeopathy, there are, maybe some of you have heard of magnesium phosphoricum or MagPhos. That has magnesium. Magnesium is the number one remedy for a lot of smooth muscle and reducing blood pressure issues. But it's interesting in this article over at Natural News, and they're doing a number of homeopathic articles, which I'm really thrilled about. The author here talks about silver nitrate. And I believe Superdon yesterday's show, I actually mentioned argentum nitricum, silver nitrate and homeopathic, because we were dealing with, I think, an emotional issue, an anger issue, a frustration issue. I think it was either yesterday or the day before about autism, treating adults with autism with anti-anxiety drugs, right?
Yeah. Yep.
And so I find it interesting and appropriate that they bring up argentum nitricum, because frustration, tell me, how many people that are in the throes of frustration have lower blood pressure than normal?
Yeah, those things don't go together.
No, you tend to, you're frustrated, your blood pressure is going to go up. So that's the reason why argentum nitricum can lower blood pressure, especially if it's associated with an emotional state. Now, their next recommended remedy here is aurum metallicum, gold. And they're talking about depression as it relates. Now, I mentioned sepia, but yeah, aurum can be used for depression as well. And that can also impact on blood pressure issues. The next one is a classic, and I didn't mention this the other day, Natrum muriaticum. That is common salt, table salt, in a homeopathic form, so it's not dangerous for you. We talk about the salt we'd like you to use is like Redmond real salt, Celtic salt, Himalayan salt, things like that. But Natrum muriaticum, when taken homeopathically, can reverse the harm that's done to you by eating table salt, which is just sodium chloride, maybe a little iodized, the wrong form of iodine thrown in, because they take out all of the trace minerals that are important there. Then another remedy here is called Nux Vomica. Do you remember Nux Vomica? It's one of my favorite remedies, Super Don. Do you remember that one?
Yeah, you mentioned that all the time.
Yeah, Nux Vomica is used because it is a liver polycrest. It helps with the stomach. It helps with food poisoning and toxicity. And so if you overindulge in something and it affects your blood pressure, Nux Vomica could be helpful. And one last remedy, which I haven't used much, spartium sulfate, extracted from certain plants, and they say it makes the heart muscle stronger. So there are many more remedies than I can ever go into in any one segment. But up your 100% whole food magnesium, eat a banana, eat a whole bunch. It doesn't matter what you had for lunch. Oh, actually it does. Make it organic. We're out of time. I'll be back with the cannabis update after the break.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
You USA Radio News.
Democrat Stacey Abrams announced Friday that Brian Kemp, her Republican opponent in the Georgia gubernatorial race, would be certified as governor. A defiant Abrams said this is not over.
Make no mistake, the former Secretary of State was deliberate and intentional in his actions. I know that 8 years of systemic disenfranchisement, disinvestment, and incompetence had its desired effect on the electoral process in Georgia.
Abrams also said she'd be filing a federal lawsuit to challenge the gross mismanagement, in her words, of Georgia's elections. A federal judge on Friday ordered the White House to immediately reinstate CNN correspondent Jim Acosta's security pass, siding with the network and other news organizations. In a written response, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said there would be more decorum at the White House and some rules and regulations would be put into place. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I went to have my blood test done a few weeks ago, and I met the doctor, and he was really encouraged by my progress, and I showed him what I was taking, and he started looking at all the ingredients, and he said, I'm really impressed with the shiitake mushroom. And he said, this stuff, it could clean out your arteries. And I'm like, oh, wow. He said, you may be onto something here. And he said, you just keep that up, and maybe you can start cutting back on your medication. And he says, you're helping your health by doing that. And I'm like, whoa, endorsement by the doctor.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate youth. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
Upcoming events are in the show notes. Thanks to Super Don. Check it out at robertscottbell.com. We got the big event in Tampa, our next event, maybe the final public event of the year. So do join me there in the Tampa Bay area in Abby's Health and Nutrition off of Dale Mabry, I believe it is, in Tampa. And that's the 29th, a Thursday evening. That evening would be normally when I'm live on radio, so we'll figure it out, either pre-record with Jonathan Emord or do an encore. We're not sure yet, but we've got time to figure it out. But I'd love to see you live there at Abby's Health and Nutrition. Thursday, November 29th. And then I'll be at the Senpa Conference for all my health food store buddies with our friends at CV Sciences plus CBDOil.com. This is the CBD we use here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, which has been part and parcel to the nullification movement. That's what's fascinating, Super Don, about the CBD, because it's everywhere despite the Fed saying, oh, you still can't sell that. You still can't do that. I'm like, you know what? Enough people, enough stores, enough businesses do it. Good luck, federal government trying to shut it down. You're going to be met with severe resistance and opposition, and the states will stop cooperating with you because the people of those states have had their say. So that's a good example of the nonviolent positive change available to you when you disobey federal prohibition that is not rooted in the Constitution or good morality or ethics.
Yeah, CBD is in a good position as far as that goes, because A, you've got a lot of people that are using it. You've got B, a lot of states that have already approved medical cannabis, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just kind of almost been kind of grandfathered in a way in the thing. And C, Congress appears to be cooperating with the states because they're not allowing any money to be used for enforcing this stuff. So we're in a good spot right at the moment.
It shows the grassroots, the starting at the base level and moving out is a more efficient way ultimately, where you don't have to wait for a Congress necessarily. You don't have to wait for the president. You don't have to wait for the Supreme Court even. And we'll talk again more about that. Very excited for next hour. We've got a special guest, Michael Mahari. Mike Mahari from the 10th Amendment Center. We're going to talk more about nullification movement, the 10th Amendment, and give you perspectives that you will never hear in the mainstream media. And we'll push back a little bit on the mainstream media. In fact, perhaps maybe Jim Acosta, maybe not by name, but you know the kind of thing CNN does when it goes against us and says we're all a bunch of racists because we believe in the 10th Amendment. We're going to completely disavow or disabuse you of that at the very best misunderstanding, certainly disinformation campaign by those who want to say that no matter what the federal government does, because the supremacy clause exists, that you can't do anything. There's you can't do nullification because it was solved by the Civil War when the South lost. Oh my gosh, do we have some controversy to cover next hour, Super Don?
Yeah, looking forward to that. Absolutely.
But in meantime, you did mention cannabis, and that means, oh, you know what?
Yes.
Hello, Dr. Green Thumb. Paging Dr. Green Thumb.
Dr. Green Thumb might have to go into retirement after this story. There is finally news claiming that cannabis is bad for you. Might not be all good. Now, we have been looking in earnest to say, you know what, if there's something that cannabis is not good for, or if there is an adverse event, you know, we're not averse to reporting it here because we're not, how would we say, we don't worship the weed. It isn't that. We acknowledge the plant's role in a lot of good things and the fact that it has been suppressed and attacked and called the devil's weed by those who would be threatened economically by it. And we try to, you know, go head on the disinformation campaign that still exists today. But is it possible that we finally found one thing that might be contraindicated for the use of cannabis, Super Don? Is it possible?
Well, of course it's possible. I mean, we're not going to be...
No, say it ain't so!
No, all right, yes. I'm sorry, send your hate mail to me. But look, it's like anything else. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, there's not a one-size-fits-all. There's some people that are allergic to water. You know, I mean, it's like there's always exceptions to the rule.
Yes.
And so in this particular case, it does appear that there may be a link between cannabis use with certain people.
Yes.
With type 1 diabetes, that it can lead to a higher a possibility of getting ketoacidosis.
Really? All right.
Yes.
Folks, all right. So now we're taking the population and minimizing it to a very, very small subpopulation. Unfortunately, that subpopulation may be rising due to what? Vaccines. Oh, no, Super Don, we just got banned on Pinterest because I said it.
Oh, you said it.
Vaccines are the cause of the vast majority, maybe all, of type 1 diabetes? Well, currently. I mean, maybe there was type 1 prior to that. We'd have to look at other things. But in the era of vaccinate everything that moves multiple times, especially innocent little babies and children, type 1 diabetes caused by an autoimmune response where it attacks the, what do they call the islet of Langerhans in the pancreatic tissue there. So it can't produce the key to what they call the transport of sugar to the cells. And now we're talking about insulin. So type 1 is different than type 2. We've talked about type 2 being an abject deficiency of chromium, the kind that you get from food, not hexavalent chromium. That's not what we're talking about. We're not even talking about the wrong supplements called chromium polynicotinate, chromium picolinate, and chromium chloride, for instance. We're talking about 100% whole food. But in type 1 diabetes, we don't say it's the cure for it, but it can help to reduce your reliance on the insulin that now they say you're insulin resistant in type 2 diabetes, which is a lie. It's about deficiency of chromium. So that's my little segue in, because I got to give you some positive news before we have to acknowledge maybe cannabis might not be great for people with type 1 diabetes. Now, again, we're narrowing the population, a small subset with type 1, and they're talking about the increased risk of ketoacidosis. So how is it possible that cannabis would have any impact here? Well, interestingly enough, if I'm reading this correctly, and Super Don, you've got a PhD in some of this stuff, believe me, before we even get there, that they're claiming it might have something to do with the impact on the microbiome. Is that possible? Something in the gut that is associated with ketoacidosis?
Yeah, and I understand this, like most studies, they don't really know. There's some results here, but they can't explain why. They're just speculating at this point. But what they're speculating on is because, and I'm reading from the article here, cannabinoids alter gut motility.
Okay.
And cause something called, and help me out here, hyperemesis?
You're good.
Hyperemesis, okay. Mm-hmm. Which they're saying, which may play a role in increased risk for diabetic ketoacidosis and type 1 diabetes. So yeah, they're zeroing in on the gut and saying that something's going on in the gut. When you have type 1 diabetes, it's interacting with the cannabinoids and can lead to ketoacidosis. Now, with that said, basically what they did is they took a group of people that had type 1 diabetes and were claimed that they were and said they were users of cannabis. And then you had some people with type 1 diabetes who didn't use cannabis.
Mm-hmm.
And what they saw was an increase in the number of patients that were hospitalized for diabetic ketoacidosis.
Okay.
And so what you've got here is a correlation, but we don't have a causation. We have speculation.
You said that well. Not a causation. We have a correlation due to speculation. Dude, that was well said, my friend. Very impressed. And it's funny, the guy's name who did this study, I think through the University of Colorado, and by the way, they published this research in a letter to the JAMA Internal Medicine. This guy's name is Viral Shaw. Viral Shaw. It's like he hopes everything goes viral. His name is Viral.
That's interesting.
He's an MD. Yeah. Isn't that wild? So over 20% of these patients with type 1 diabetes who use cannabis, either recreationally or for medical purposes, were hospitalized with this diabetic ketoacidosis within the previous year versus 8.1%. So it was, double, a little over 2.5 times the amount. So there's something here. Now, the question I have, of course, with diabetic patients, type 1, again, we've got to look to diet. We've got to look to other medications they're on, impact on the gastrointestinal tract, the microbiome itself. So you're right. There are other perhaps confounding factors, but I'm not going to dismiss this out of hand. If you have an altered microbiome and a gut that has been damaged due to any number of things, including vaccination, leading to autoimmunity or immune aberrations, how would something that is helpful for you interact in those sequences or circumstances? There's things that are missing, and there are things that are not being absorbed appropriately. So I am fascinated by this, observation. And again, here's patients who reported cannabis use also had higher mean HbA1c levels when compared to non-users. Now, could it be, one of the obvious speculations is if they're smoking a lot of weed, they got the munchies, they're probably eating carbohydrates, which is not an ideal thing to eat as a diabetic, right? Could that be the case? They didn't say for sure. We don't know. But, you know, again, we're looking at this thing and going, okay, this is something that warrants further study. Altering gut. But the thing is, most of the time we talk about cannabinoids, they impact positively on the gut. We've talked about CBD in particular with seizure disorders that are also associated with gut-brain connection. So, again, there's a lot of aberrant metabolic realities in someone with type 1 diabetes and the things that led to it. So I'm not willing to say, yes, avoid all cannabis if you have type 1 diabetes, but I'm not also saying that everybody has a type 1 diabetic should be on as much weed as possible. We've never said that ever.
And again, I mean, you're looking at, what was it, 20%. So, I mean, there are people with type 1 diabetes out there that are using cannabis that aren't having this problem.
Right.
So, I mean, you've got a subset of a larger group.
Yeah.
And so my opinion on this here is, hey, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Let's look more into it and find out what's going on.
Well, dude, we went long on this, but it was intriguing enough to do so. No. We got about a minute before we got a break here. And there's another article I want you all to read. It's about a gut bacterium as a fountain of youth, right? That was like, oh, we found the fountain of youth. They always go, hey, it's just one thing. So, but then they say, well, first let's start with reversing insulin resistance. Once again, insulin resistance is due to a lack of chromium. But the article says, move over Bifidobacterium and Lactobacillus. There's a new health-promoting gut bacterium in town. It's called Akkermansia mucinophila. And, you know, listen, they're going to keep discovering new microbes, and they're going to say, this is the key, this is the key, this is the key. But my question is, hey, when you find keys to the microbiome, you'll find also that they'll play certainly with specific minerals and their ability to be absorbed and utilized. So my speculation here, without having the time to go fully into this, is that that particular bacterial strain may have something to do with mineral absorption more so than Bifidobacterium and Lactobacillus.
There you go. It's not just one. It's everybody working in harmony.
Yeah. We'll be back to wrap up the hour after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We just finished a segment, Super Don, on diabetes, now from type 1 to type 2. And, you know, one of the ways that people have overcome things like this, I don't mean type 1 particularly, but type 2, fasting, right? Intermittent fasting, and, of course, exercise, better diet, all of that, better eating. One of the things that, you know, If we care about our college-age children, right, is there something we can do to encourage?
You can tell we're getting old.
Yes, right.
When you make a statement like college-age children.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, my gosh. And they're all yelling, hey, I'm an adult. I'm like,
I'm not a child.
Right. Yes. Listen, when I was 18, I recognized that I was an adult illegally, but I had a lot of growing up to do. And I think...
In hindsight, especially. Yeah.
Yeah. But I sort of knew a little bit of growing up needed to happen. But, yeah, we're a little cocky as teenagers.
Sure.
But, I, you know, think about ways to help the young people, right? We love the young people. And there may be ways to dangle carrots, organic carrots in front of them to get them to eat better. Or in the case of the improvements to their health via fasting or intermittent fasting, we found inadvertently a way to do that. Now, this wasn't the intent of this study, probably one of those psychological studies. This was a University of Buffalo researcher's story. And they figured out a way to, get college students to fast. And Superdome, maybe you can explain how they figured this thing out.
Yeah, and it wasn't for health benefits either. University of Buffalo researchers have found that college students prefer food deprivation over smartphone deprivation.
Oh, wait a second. You're telling me that if we dangle a smartphone in front of them and say, you can't eat, they'll go, well, as long as I have my smartphone, I can be okay with that.
Pretty much, yeah. They found that when they deprived both food and smartphones from students, the students were more motivated to figure out what they had to do in order to use their smartphone rather than to get food to eat. So You know,
what do you think?
It's like looking at this from I would say our perspective, because we're pretty close to the same age.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we didn't have smartphones when we were kids. We didn't grow up with smartphones. It wasn't something that was a part of our life and ingrained into our daily routine.
Yeah,
it's harder, I think, for us to relate. I can kind of relate, but for these new generations like this, this is something that's it's just a part of their life. I mean, it's just something that is part of the daily routine. It's part of their personality. It's part of the reinforcement that they got growing up, whether it was, you know, body image or ego or just affirmations or whatever, narcissism, unfortunately, in a lot of cases, too, that it's just weird, right? It's weird that you would give up food. Not me, dude. Yeah. You know, I wish there were days. I wish I could just chuck my phone into the ocean, right?
Right, right.
I could live without my phone if it weren't for the fact that I need it for, you know, certain
things
with
we do.
Work and stuff. Yeah.
But yeah, the thing is we've lived without it. Those young people in college
never have.
They
never have.
Yeah.
That's true.
So
that's
different. Now, you know, pardon me, all you college students. I don't mean to insult you and compare you to lab rats, but this sort of reminds me of those rat studies where they gave the ability of the rats to choose food or cocaine. Or was it heroin? You know, remember those studies and the rats would just choose to keep getting the stimulation from the drugs of their
And it's addiction.
Yeah.
Now, this particular study here, this was it was a paper in a journal called Addictive Behavior. So that is what they were looking at specifically was how it related to addiction. Yeah.
So if you're willing to, you know, be on your smartphone and not eat, again, we will within limits acknowledge the benefits because you'd be doing some intermittent fasting,
yes.
Right? But ultimately, choosing a smartphone, try eating it when you're really hungry.
Right.
That silicon chip is not going to be the right form of silicon to keep you going.
You know what the kid, the college student would just say, yeah, I can order Domino's on my phone, right?
Right, yes.
Yay.
Good Lord. Well,
so, anyway,
drop it in by drone. All right, folks, we got a lot more healing, and we're going to go into some political healing. It's not going to be a right-left scenario. We'll probably tick off people from the left and the right as we are joined by Mike Mahari from the 10th Amendment Center. Hour two, we'll talk about some things that are never allowed to be discussed with intellectual integrity in the mainstream media. And I'm very excited to have Mike Mahari back from the 10th Amendment Center. Also, the music world has lost another musical legend. We'll talk about that. We'll maybe hear a little bit of the guitar and banjo work of Roy Clark next hour as well. Be with us. We're with you 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.